called Stained Glass. It's the latest from Real Estate on 90.3 KMBA. Nice toe tap and music from Nick Waterhouse. It's time. We heard from Morphine, new music from Dada, Jocelyn and Chris Arndt. Grateful Dead going back to the Terrapin Station release with Passenger, and we started out with Transformation. Fabulous new tune from Van Morrison, sounding very revitalized. 27 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thanks for tuning into the Morning Line program and for making it through the week with us. Yippee Skippy, here we are Friday morning, and it's great to have you along, and I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheithlick. So KMBA certainly loves to keep you in tune with our community, and we've got some guests aboard who are that's coming up. It's the Gathering of Alaska Natives Training for Boarding School and Home Survivors, put together by the Awakening Spiritual Unity. Well, it's kind of a group of elders to talking about these topics. I've got Inez Larson and Jim LaBelle Sr. in the studio as our guests today.
Hello, I'm Inez Larson, and my Tlingit name is Shuateen, so I want to get that out there right away. I'm a board member of Awakening Spiritual Unity, and we're a group of Alaska Natives and American Indians, professional women that provide healing and training for substance abuse prevention and assorted related issues.
And my name is Jim LaBelle. My Inupiaq name is Akpayuk. I'm a boarding school survivor, having spent 10 years in boarding school, 6 years at Wrangell Institute in the 50s and Mount Edgecombe High School in the 60s. And my wife and I are just so grateful that Inez and her group have kind of figured out a way to connect and provide maybe some training and some healing for those who are still maybe needing it.
And so is there a certain idea of timing or like, we know that, of course, in the lower 48, the boarding school experience may not be quite as recent as here in Alaska, but why now?
Well, I think it's just time. My mother was in boarding school, and it affected me and, of course, my children. So other people have had the same experiences and concerns, and we want to just make a difference and bring this out and maybe bring some healing to people wondering why they act the way they do.
And I did some research, and I learned that there was about 30-some boarding schools across Alaska, both mission schools and Bureau of Indian Affairs-run schools, and that pretty well all went away in about 1975. But there's still a lot of children who are adults and their offspring and grandkids that are still being impacted by those experiences.
So I guess intergenerational trauma seems to be a topic that's kind of come up, gotten more attention recently, and it sounds like that certainly falls in line with what this is. Who do you kind of expect to come and attend this event?
Well, I think people that need to be there will be there, but hopefully it will be boarding school survivors and boarding home survivors, because we don't talk too much about the boarding homes. A lot of children were placed in homes that were not the best experience. And children of those children. So boarding school survivors and their descendants, whether it be their immediate family or their grandchildren, depending on the impact of what it's done to their lives.
And so, of course, you know, the boarding home or boarding school kind of experience, you know, sometimes people were just 7 or 8 or even younger coming out of their homes, like yanked out of the homes almost, and brought to these schools somewhere far away from where they're from, right?
Well, my mother was, and her sister were placed on a ship and sent down to Dawson City to what they called a hostels, and the Presbyterians ran it, and they were 6 and 7 years old, and they came home when they were 1450 or maybe 1516, I'm not too sure, but they didn't see their family until they were teenagers.
Wow, that's a long time.
You know, if I can just interject a second too, I know that, Jim, I've been in a crowded room of folks listening to you tell stories of boarding school where there literally wasn't a dry eye in the house, and in a limited amount of time we have, maybe talk about why we use the word trauma. What were the Reader's Digest version, I guess, of how trauma fits into that whole milieu?
Well, that's a really interesting question that it would take almost a class.
Right.
But if you think about all of our indigenous, I think we lived in kind of an Eden, and everything was the way it should have been. And then came colonization and in the European culture changing our lives, and it did so dramatically. It began with what Harold Napoleon calls the Great Deaths, where thousands of children were surviving various illnesses and whatnot. And a lot of these boarding schools began with children who were orphans. And they introduced Western culture that was alien to them. Certain kinds of discipline and punishments, especially for speaking your language, alien foods, alien living practices. Those were, every one of those elements was traumatic. And I don't think many children had an opportunity, especially when you're 5, 6, 7, and 8, have an opportunity to really understand what was happening. And so you internalize it in some respects, and it comes out later in life.
Life's torn asunder in just a very, very sudden manner. Well, yeah. What's the training component here?
Well, this is it's called a GONA, Gathering of Native Americans, or Gathering of Alaska Natives, and it's a curriculum that was developed in 1994 in California, and there were two people on there that were Alaska Native. Dr. Reimer and Cookie Rose. A lot of people know Cookie Rose from years back, and she's passed now, but she's made a big impact on this. When I worked in California as a substance abuse coordinator for Indian Health Service, and we began doing the GONAs all up and down California, and it made a big impact on the communities, bringing healing, and it was focusing on substance abuse prevention and drug abuse prevention at that time. And now it's evolved into dealing with historical trauma. And there's 3 days. The first day is belonging, where people get a sense of belonging in their communities. And the second day is interdependence and mastery, and the third day is generosity, where they have been working on little projects during the 3 days, making whatever they want to make, and at that time the gifts are distributed and they're honored for being there. And we always have clinical psychologists or other therapists in case people need to have a quiet time to talk to people so that they're safe and their feelings aren't just left to deal with by themselves, because they've done that too many years alone.
So really a highlight on inclusivity.
Yes, very much so. And this is our fifth GONA here in Alaska.
Okay, tremendous. And it's coming up. What are the dates on it?
September 7th to 9th, and it's from 9 to 4:30. It's at the Anchorage Baha'i Center, so those that want to come can call, and I'll give you the number. My number is 907-306-6034. And the other person that's involved is Sonia Vent, and her number is 907-360-5241. And you can also reach me at eagledancer@gci.net.
Well, certainly sounds like an event that I'm anticipating seeing what comes out of it and seeing the people's reaction as they're participating.
Yeah, we're hoping to make this maybe a more recurring event and maybe across the state. We do rely on grants and that kind of thing, and this is kind of unique in a sense that it's specifically dealing with boarding school, boarding home issues, but there are literally tens of thousands of descendants of and former boarding school survivors that are scattered all over Alaska, and we want to make sure that we can find ways to reach them as well.
Getting the word out.
And so just to recap, the event is September 7th through the 9th at the Anchorage Baha'i Center, and more information can be available by phoning Inez at 907-306-6034. I'd like to thank our guests today, Jim Lovebell Sr. And Inez Larson for putting this together,
thank
as well
you.
As
yep, thank you
coming
very much.
To talk with us.
Thank you for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Jim and Inez, very much. And thank you, Frank Chaith. Look, 8:39 coming up, Bonnie DeFranco, John Hyatt, and more.
Two Muskogee men want their murder convictions overturned because they say they were tried in the wrong court. What does this mean for the Muskogee Creek Reservation boundaries? Also, is the Trump presidency over? One Native journalist thinks so. We'll hear his argument on our regular news roundup on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.